What would you think of a person feeling unwell and ill? Instead of going to the doctor, first, immediately organizes a pilgrimage to Lourdes. It would seem a bit fideistic and irrational, because we know that if you are not well, you should go to the doctor. However, such a person could claim that he's not going to the doctor because he doesn't put his trust in men, but just in God, as Jeremiah says. But we know that our life is made up of countless acts of trust and faith in those around us. Otherwise, without this human faith, we couldn't do almost anything. And it is precisely because of this human faith that when a brother cooks dinner for the community, for our priory, I don't just hope, but I know that he's not poisoning us. It means that we should interpret Jeremiah's words in a different way, in a deeper way. Cursed is the one who trusts in men, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. And I'd say, cursed is the one who places his foundation in men, and blessed is the one whose end is placed in God. I think that the central question of this passage is, where do I put the foundation of my life, that upon which I build my existence? And I think that there are two main temptations. The first one is to build my existence on somebody else or on something else. It is, for example, to place the foundation of my life in an ideology, be it political, ecological, or the bearer of a new anthropology that will finally save us. However, the Lord curses those who do this because they seek salvation from where salvation can never come, from the flesh. Nevertheless, I believe that the second temptation is more insidious, to base my life on myself, on my abilities, on my own flesh. And he who trusts in himself does not look outside himself, because precisely as the rich man of tomorrow's gospel, he doesn't need anything else. Such a person thinks he does not need salvation because he saves himself through his human or material resources, and inevitably he closes himself to the grace of God. That person will be like a bush in wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. So let's ask ourselves, where is God in our plans, in our relations, and in our daily life? Do the choices we make take God seriously into account? And I think that we friars, we are not excluded from this temptation. On the contrary, being overwhelmed with things concerning God, it's even more difficult to discern whether what we do is for us or for Christ. To make him more known, or to elevate myself in the eyes of people. And it becomes even more difficult to understand whether Christ is the criterion by which I live, or the pretext that allows me to continue with my human plans, just wearing a different habit. And this reminds me a scene from an Italian film about Saint Philip Neri, entitled Preferisco il Paradiso, I Prefer Heaven. And in this scene, a young nobleman who follows Saint Philip and was part of his group, goes to him saying, Philip, I want to begin an ecclesiastical career. I know that it will be hard, it will take time, but I want to become bishop. And Saint Philip asks him, and then? He replies, oh, after that probably I will become a nuncio somewhere. And then? I could become cardinal, Philip. And Saint Philip replies, that's great, and then what, Pope? And the young man replies, who knows, maybe yes, Pope. And then?